And in the end, only one Green TD voted against the government on the lifting of the eviction ban. And Nasa Harrick and the Dublin Central TD has been suspended as a result from the party for 15 months, as well as losing her position on Dáil committees. A statement from the Green Party said they regretted these steps, but the party believes that effectiveness in government relies on unity in every vote. And Green Party Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and Food, Senator Pippa Hackett, is on the line. Pippa Hackett, good morning.
Good morning, Anya.
Nasa Harrigan argued against the Greens going into coalition back in 2020 because she said the programme for government plan would make homelessness worse. 11,754, that's the record figure of homelessness we've got at the moment. So she's right, isn't she? And she's going to be more right in the months ahead when that figure goes higher.
Look, the evictions moratorium was always going to be a very difficult issue. And it's hugely challenging. It's emotive. It's very concerning for people out there. But the government did make a decision based on advice and guidance it has got that in the longer term, extending the moratorium would have resulted in fewer homes being available. I think, look, in relation to NASA, nobody likes making decisions like this. It wasn't an easy or a comfortable decision for RPP to make last night. Anyone who knows Nasa Harrigan knows she's very able. She's a hardworking politician and makes really valuable contributions. I'd been working with her on a couple of issues with her myself of late. But NASA is a government TD. Government TDs are expected to vote in line with the government. We simply can't have a functioning government without that basic principle. And we have to vote through the easy votes and we have to vote through the tough ones too.
But the Green Party, we know about divisions, don't we, in the Green Party, you know, from WhatsApp groups and various online commentary. So there are many people within the Green Party who would be very, very unhappy with the vote that you made, that the other Green Party members made last night. And the pressure is going to be kept up, isn't it? Are you secure in those numbers? For instance, for the Labour Party no confidence motion, will there be anybody else going overboard?
No, I think we're secure in the numbers for sure. And I suppose in relation to your point about members being frustrated with this, I mean, NASA is held in very high esteem. And for all those reasons I just indicated, I think for the vote of no confidence next week in the government, I think people will recognise, including NASA herself, that the Greens have delivered a significant amount in government and we have much more to deliver. And I would like to think that NASA herself, even for next week, will recognise that.
But what about the green agenda in government? Is worth voting for something that has been acknowledged by ministers will cause an increase in homelessness? What in the green agenda makes that okay?
Well, look, I acknowledge that is the case. However, you know, the advice we got, the guidance we got did suggest that extending the moratorium would, in the long term, make things worse. Ultimately, we have to make decisions based on what we get. These decisions are not easy to be made. Certainly, there are going to be challenges. But I think the Greens in the past couple of weeks really did work hard collectively through Minister Eamon Ryan and my other government colleagues to ensure that a safety net was put in place for renters so mm-hmm. that when the eviction moratorium begins to be phased out on April the 1st, we're going to ensure that local housing bodies or local authorities can buy renters' homes and rent it back to them on a sort of cost rental or, if you like, not-for-profit yeah. basis. This will ensure that the most vulnerable people will be protected immediately from the 1st of April. And that was what the Greens achieved over the last number of weeks through working in the background to try and make this as soft an ending as possible.
But as Holly Cairns was pointing out in the Dáil this week, you know, there's a gap between policy and delivery, and that's where a lot of people, for instance, we were hearing David Carroll from DePaul earlier in the programme. He's looking for much more information about how all of that is going to work in terms of what the local authorities are expected to deliver. People are looking for information on the detail about the legislation for the tenant getting the first option to buy. And there are people who are fearing eviction who have contacted their local authorities, we've heard from them this week, who are being told, come back in April when you're actually in the process of being evicted. So that doesn't sound like the delivery is going to be there to kick in swiftly and smoothly in 8 days' time?
Well, look, I think for that particular example I gave, the delivery will be there. That will be operated on an administrative basis. You're right that legislation is needed for other measures that have been proposed, and certainly many of the measures that we proposed as a Green Party. And it's up to us to keep that pressure on the Department of Housing to get that legislation in place as soon as possible. Certainly we'll be working very closely with Minister Darragh O'Brien.
That's not in 8 days' time, though, is it?
Well, the legislation won't be in place for 8 days' time, but work is undergoing in drafting that legislation and getting that ready, and that needs to be in place. The moratorium is on a phased basis from the 1st of April, so in one sense, look, it's not a cliff edge for everyone, but it will be for some. That's why we have introduced this administrative basis around the cost rental proposals for local authorities and to buy those rentals home. I think that is
an issue there as well, which has been pointed out by the city and county managers, hasn't there, in terms of moral hazard with people who are already on the housing list. So there's a lot of clarity to come about how all of that is going to work.
I agree. Clarity is absolutely necessary, and that with clarity comes a little bit more certainty for people. So the onus is on the Department of Housing to get that clarity out very, very soon.
Within 8 days?
Well, I think clarification should be available within 8 days. Right. I mean, obviously the legislation won't be, but absolutely the clarification does need to be in place.
And one other issue, Minister, in terms of your own department, we were hearing in the bulletin about tillage farmers being outbid for land by dairy farmers at the moment, because the dairy farmers are looking for more land in terms of the space they've got to give each individual cow in terms of the impact on the environment. This is putting the government's climate targets at risk.
It is. I mean, it's a welcome. I do welcome the development of a Food Vision tillage group. When you look at the Programme for Government Commitments and the Climate Action Plan commitments in relation to tillage in particular, I mean, there's not many sectors within the agriculture sector that we wish to expand. Tillage is one of them. I mean, others are things like organic farming, the horticulture sector. So we do need to absolutely examine how we ensure that can happen. I mean, at the moment,
it's about naming the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Well,
which is a smaller dairy herd. I mean,
well, not necessarily. I mean, we can look at different aspects like that, but certainly pressure is coming on tillage ground in particular, because it does tend to be in better parts of the country in terms of, you know, land fertility. That is under pressure from, I suppose, albeit slower, but still expanding dairy herd. We do need to look at this, and I think the formation of this group will take on board all of those aspects. It does need to be looked at. We do have to ensure we protect our tillage, and in fact, we do need to increase it.
All right, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and Food, Senator Pippa Hackett, thank you for speaking to us on Morning Ireland.